a friend of mine on murder. And the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks on the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak.
And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak.
I wish that I could fly.
Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to Wolf and Pinness. And today we have a special guest on. We have. You can try to introduce yourself if it's working.
I don't know if my mic or my headphones are working.
Can you hear yourself?
No.
You can't hear yourself.
No.
I can hear you.
Like, I can't hear you
through headphones. That's so interesting. Maybe try a different pair.
A different pair. Okay.
Yeah, we're just mixing and matching. Technology equipment. It's also okay. Exciting. Can you hear yourself now?
No.
Every day is a new experiment.
Every day
in the
is
studio.
A new experiment.
Okay, so you can just talk, and I can hear you.
I just had two options in front of me, and both of them were wrong. So
yeah, don't know what to do with that.
Don't know what to do with that.
Can only move forward.
I'm Noosh.
Welcome to the show, Noosh. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
I forgot to do this. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah,
you are. I love saying that.
That was really good.
It's become really fun. You can try it at the end if
okay.
you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no pressure, though.
Okay.
We just listened to Cabezon by Red House Painters, and then after that, Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan.
That one was funky.
So what made you choose that song?
What made me
for
choose
today?
That song? I was just bopping around to it.
Yeah.
like last week.
Like, was it a walking bop or like a party bop or like a...
It was like a when I was home in Portland bop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So you're taking home with you bop.
I'm taking home with me bop. Oh, that didn't...
It didn't sound good.
It's okay. It was true, though.
It is true. We were talking about idioms.
That is also true. And yesterday, yeah. Okay, well, context is that yesterday I went to Hot Pot, which, if you haven't been to Hot Pot, it's incredible.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of like an activity and while also being a meal. And so it was like, it's just good for the hands-on people. And
really clinging to that definition.
Okay, well, someone said it yesterday and it worked.
It did work.
But I feel like it's because of that you're so distracted that you're like having weird conversations and like you don't really, I don't know. And part of what I was talking about yesterday was wanting to make idioms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so far I don't really have many, but I was thinking about how cool it would be to be the person who was there when the first milk was spilled, and the person was like crying, and they were like, don't cry over spilled milk.
Yeah, yeah, the maker of the idioms. Yeah. That's you now.
It's me now.
Defining your position in the idiom world. So what was your idiom? Or should we say, no, we should save it. We're going to give you guys, like, this
we're gonna
is...
We're going to have an idiom drop after this.
It's a cliffhanger,
this.
Just to keep you guys engaged.
Keep you dangling.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. we're listening to the rest of Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, and then we're going to listen to a song called Sun Sex Party by yeah. Baby Morocco. Oh, and yeah. then we're going to talk about idioms. So
see you in a sec.
See you in a sec. Oh. Okay, welcome back. Oh, I guess it's super loud for us because I'm hearing a lot of static. Okay, cool. Are you? Yes. Okay.
I can hear you now, okay. And I can hear myself now.
That's awesome.
So much has changed.
We're making a lot of progress in an upward direction.
That is upward mobility.
Yes.
Best thing you could have.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Okay. Wait. Before you go, that was Sunsex Party by Baby Morocco, and I want to talk about it for a second. I saw this song because Dorian Electra posted it over a picture of them, and I think they're touring in Europe. But like Dorian Electra, I was obsessed with for the past 2 years. Did not get to see. I'm now seeing them in March, but I'm like not as obsessed with them. Oh. You know. So it's like I'm worried. Like it was a little too late, but I'm excited because I thought that song was fun and Baby Morocco opened for them.
Wow.
So I'll have a little bit of fun to that song if it's played.
That was really good. I have to say. I listened to it for like 4 seconds last night. And now I got the full thing.
That's awesome.
Excellent. But I will say, concerts are a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Like, concerts really have the power to, like, reignite a flame, create a flame where there isn't one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't even know. I went to see Rit Mamnee last semester.
Oh, yeah. Was it life-changing?
My flame for him was, like, medium. But the person who opened for him was named Girl Puppy.
Oh.
And she introduced herself as, like, she was like, "Hi, I'm Girl Puppy." Which was weird, but then I kind of got into it. Because live music just has a crazy power.
I think I figured out what was wrong. That maybe no one heard us, but I think it's back now.
This whole time?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
That's
so tough.
Can
people hear us?
I think they can now.
Savon just texted me, killer Wifmo show right now. So I think she can hear us.
All right. I'm so confused. Anyway, puppy dog
Anyways,
party.
Anyways, puppy dog party. Oh, speaking of parties, because of the issues we're encountering, Amy and I just had a really cute silent disco in here.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Because the music was not playing out loud, but it was in our headphones.
Bring back silent discos.
Bring back silent
But, like, not really, though.
They're here.
They're here, They're but I don't like them that much. I liked the one we just had. But
I feel like what would be weird is if you're on different stations as the people around you.
No, but that's what's funny.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. So, Rit Mamnee.
Rit Mamnee. Unfortunate name. Great artist.
He did that on purpose, though.
Well, yeah, but he did.
That was his chosen name.
Can I tell a crazy Rit Mamnee story that's not mine?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to this concert with three of my friends, and two of them are, like, really, really into Rit Mamnee, and, like, he's, like, their, like, day one guy.
Yeah, ride or die.
Ride or die. And one of my friends, Max, is from Utah. And so we go to this concert, and then it was, like, really cool and fun. And then afterwards, there was, like, an opportunity to meet Rit Mamnee. And Rit Mamnee's also from Utah. So my friend Lucy was wearing Max's sweater that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up to meet Rit Mamnee, and Max is like, "Here's my Utah voter registration card, because I have nothing for you to sign."
Oh, wow.
Also subtly trying to be like, we're both from Utah.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, "Rit, like, we're both from Utah," And then Rit Mamnee looks at Lucy's sweater, and he's like, "I had a sweater just like that." And then Lucy's like, "Oh, it's not mine, it's Max's." And Max was like, "Oh, I got it at this thrift store in Utah.
Okay.
And then Rit Mamnee turns to his girlfriend, and he's like, "That's where you donated my sweater, right?"
Oh.
So Lucy showed up at a concert wearing the person's sweater.
That's actually insane.
Isn't that crazy? And it traveled, like, across the country.
And Rit found out and that Rit, it was his
like, what are the odds of Rit? Just the first name Rit. It's so good.
It's really good. He's like, "Babe, like, he's like, can I have it back?" Like, imagine wanting it back.
No, literally.
That's awesome.
So that was crazy.
Wow. So that's never happened to me before. Wait, what?
I don't think it's happened to anyone.
How did you get in, like, signing
proximity?
Yeah.
It was, like, small. People still don't really know about him.
Okay.
Maybe we should.
I'll put one on the list. This is going to be good. We're going to bring underground music to WMFO.
Wow. It's definitely not underground.
Anyway, we're going to go to the next song. This is Noosh's pick, "Too Much Time in My House." What's the rest of it called?
Alone.
Alone. There was a dot, dot,
An
dot.
An ode to all of my friends being abroad.
Oh. Oh, this is by Leith Ross. And we will give you your idioms.
Sorry.
We just talked. We got a little carried away. Hopefully that you guys are doing okay. We're going to give you this song, and I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, guys. That was So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings, but it was the Squirrel Flower cover. And I was saying to Noosh how it reminds me of high school so much, but I never, like, listened to this song in high school, which is weird.
Interesting phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idiom for that?
I wish I was just... Like, I wish I could just whip them out, you know? Mm-hmm. But I guess the whole thing is that the ones that were actually good are the ones that stuck.
Yeah.
And are, like, a big part of our... I don't actually know where idioms come from.
We can look that up.
I was trying to, and then I got distracted.
It's okay.
Because we were talking about nostalgia for things that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah.
It did happen, though. No, it didn't. It's okay. We're just pulling up some information for you guys quickly. Sit tight. Also, oh my goodness, it's actually PSA time, so can you pass me the binder?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you're getting like a very insider experience.
This is a fatty binder.
It is a fat binder. Okay, so I'm going to do the PSA while Noosh is looking up idioms. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, I just want to make sure it's relevant to now. Okay, so it says Somerville free hearty meals for all. PSA: come build community over delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meals in Somerville, Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with nutritious and filling main courses plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month, 5 to 6 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options are available upon request, and everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and heartymealsforall.org. So, if I were to look at my calendar and figure out which day the lunch is on, that might be helpful, or the dinner. So, right now, it's Tuesday. Okay, so, okay, next week it's going to be, no, it's not. No, it's, okay, I'm seeing Groundhog's Day, and I got distracted.
I don't understand what Groundhog Day is. I think that's a different conversation,
no,
but
I'm ready to have
it. Never understood.
Basically, I don't know the origins. But
that's
they
okay.
They picked this one groundhog in Philadelphia. His name is Punxsutawney Phil. And they hold him up. And then if he, like... No, I don't even know if they hold him up. If he sees a shadow and gets scared and goes back in his house, then it's going to be winter. But if he doesn't, then it's going to be spring.
What do you mean, then it's going to be winter?
That's just, like, he is, like, an oracle of sorts, I guess.
Like, it'll be cold or it'll not be cold?
Like, he decides.
He decides the seasons.
He decides if winter's going to happen for longer, for another 6 weeks or not.
What a beautiful power to give to a non-human animal.
Yeah.
he's even cool. Though we're just assigning meaning to his
existence,
to his existence that he may or may not know about.
Yeah. So actually, the dinner meal from 5 to 7 is the week after Groundhog Day.
Woo!
So February 9th.
See you guys there.
Are you gonna be there?
Maybe. It sounds delicious.
Okay, that's fair.
And fun.
Okay, let's get back to it.
Adult socializing.
I can't even handle that right now. Okay.
I queued up. Wait, are we going to the next song?
We can do next song. We can do whatever. Oh, wait. Did you queue it up? Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Guys, this is some material from...
Very topical right here.
This is Rit Momney. This is Sunny Boy. And any words? Is this, like, your favorite?
From what I know about him, he was an angsty little guy, and
okay.
still is.
Okay.
He performs in concert with, like, he won't make eye contact with the crowd, and he's just, like, looking down. He has over-the-ear headphones on. It's a very interesting experience, but I think Sunny Boy is about him being a bit of an angsty little kid.
So, like, the opposite of Sunny.
Yes, but it's, like, nostalgia for his childhood also.
Oh,
so
this is where, okay, I understand.
Even more topical.
Okay, here we go.
Enjoy.
These days, all my vacations happen when I'm asleep. Tonight's destination's my old elementary. Spring Such a long night, sunny boy.
Okay.
The long-awaited time has come.
We're back. Sorry, guys. We're back. Okay. So, we have idioms for you.
We have idioms for each other.
Yeah. So, do you have yours? I'm still kind of
like
picking
two.
And choosing. Okay. Okay.
Okay. These are not idioms I wrote. I will briefly say the one idiom that I wrote yesterday at Hot Pot that's not very good.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's good. Wow, okay. No confidence. It's, don't leave your ship in the harbor too long.
Yeah.
I.
We had different interpretations.
We did.
It was interesting.
What was your interpretation?
Mine, like, I'm forgetting right now because I'm okay. Scared, but... I don't remember either. It was like, I forget. Let's do yours first.
I think I said, like, me leaving my ship in the harbor too long is me being idle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never set sail, Amy said, on my path.
And, like, you said staying in the same place for too long.
Yes.
I kind of liked that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So... Don't leave your ship in the harbor for too long. Oh, I thought maybe it could be like, I thought it was about procrastinating.
Oh.
And like, oh, I don't want to do this assignment.
My ship's in the harbor.
And then like when you do it or when you start, then your ship is leaving the harbor.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's that one.
An original. Okay. Here's my first one. A stitch in time saves nine.
I like this one. Okay. So I think it means you... Oh, also, Noosh is reading me an idiom, and I'm giving you my interpretation. And then we're going to switch. That's what's happening. so I think this one means like, you should just do it right the first time. Otherwise, you're going to, like, really mess it up for yourself, and it's going to take, like, a long time to fix. Is wow. that not what
yes.
it was?
How oh. did you know that?
Oh, it just felt that way.
I would not have got a stitch in time. Okay, yeah, it's fix the problem now because it will get worse later.
Okay, I like that.
Words to live by.
True. So I liked get someone's goat, but we discussed that one already. Oh. Wait, what? This one just says turn turtle. It's hard.
Turn
it's
turtle.
Tricky, so I'm, yeah.
Like. You, I'm turning turtle.
I think so.
I'm retreating into my shell. I'm turning turtle. I'm, like, becoming a hermit.
Okay,
and not,
okay.
Yes?
I think I'm confused about this, like, because it says the meaning is to flip over, or, oh, it just means to flip over.
Like, turn a new leaf?
Maybe. To turn upside down is
Wait,
what
but,
it says.
Okay, but I feel like flipping a turtle is really mean.
I know. Ever seen an upside down turtle helplessly trying to get back on its feet?
Oh my god.
That's the imagery this idiom wants to depict.
That's really mean.
Here's an example.
Okay.
Okay. The streets are so slippery today. I was worried our car would turn turtle.
Oh, so it's like literally something flipping.
That's stupid.
That's really quite
I don't know.
Quite weird.
Okay.
Okay. I can't find my other one, but it was really good.
That's okay. I'm going to search for a moment.
That's okay.
Oh. Like, okay, some of these are weird now that I'm seeing them, but I know what they mean. Like, having a bone to pick with someone.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, pie in the sky.
Pie in the sky.
Hmm.
Like, okay, one thought is when you, like, pie someone in the face.
Uh-huh.
As, like, a mean thing.
Like a mean thing.
Or, like, the pies in the sky, like... It's out of our control. We have no say anymore.
The pie is in the sky.
The pie is in the sky. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. The meaning is something nice but unlikely to happen, period. An empty wish.
An empty wish.
That's the pie.
That was weird.
That was weird. Okay.
Okay. That was our idiom section.
I think so, yeah. All right, should we do more songs now?
We should do more songs now.
Let's do that.
The next one's a banger.
The next one is the Rockefeller Skank, and I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope that the technology works to give you this song. I think it's going to work. But
yeah, you're doing good.
Okay, let's try it out. Here we go.
da 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 da